is a Process of Decision pod.
This is Trent Thomas, your recovery peer support specialist. Tonight's episode is entitled To Recover or Not to Recover. Early in my recovery, I was told a slogan that I really didn't understand at the time. The slogan stated, in recovery, you will learn to step over a few bodies. I really thought it involved people getting in your way in the recovery process. I later learned it involved dealing with the consequences of death in the process of recovery. To recover is a decision to live. The converse is to not recover and die. Death is a part of life. Everyone succumbs to the eventuality of death. With this is the realization that it's not death we decide to avoid, but rather it's how we live that inspires us to recover, to live free from misery and miserable conditions that make life not worth living. Recovery institutes better decisions that result in more rewards and less consequences. In this, we truly understand why recovery is a process of decisions. Within the process of recovery, we make decisions. As the decisions get better, we ultimately get more rewards and less of the depressed consequences that are the end result of poor decisions. How we live and if we die prematurely are within the process of recovery and are actually the set goals of recovery. To live a better life and not die prematurely is the intended goal of recovery and the recovery process of decisions. One must also understand that death also is a goal within the act of not recovery. Within the process of recovery is a fact that not everyone will decide to recover, and there are those who decide to die. Death is their intended goal. Not every overdose is an accident. The ultimate high is to go up and never come down. In essence, to go to sleep and never wake up. There are many instances when individuals are awakened in a hospital after an overdose event and are dismayed about still being alive. For many, the decision becomes to not recover, to die and not live. Every human has the right to decide on whether to live and die. If a patient in a hospital decides they don't want life-saving treatment, they can decide to not accept them, and no doctor can force this treatment on them. In fact, the doctor must cease all treatments and prepare the patient to expire. This fundamental right exists for every person. And as such, recovery is a decision to live and not die. However, the converse is also true. And all individuals also have the right to not recover. For these instances, I remind myself that I am not God. And most often, I must get out of God's way and let God do what God does. It is God who ultimately decides the question of life and death. As individuals, we are powerless to make many decisions that relate to our life. For instance, we don't control the beating of our heart or the inhalation process of our lungs. We don't even control the blinking of our eyes. There is so much we don't control in our living process, so much that God has instituted in sustaining our life. Life is a gift from a loving God, a God that creates and sustains our lives. With his permission, we take our very next breath. It is by his will that we plan our lives. It is his daily reprieve or forgiveness that sets us on our daily mandate to just do better, making better decisions, thus resulting in more rewards from the God of our understanding. The first reward of making better decisions is that we get to make more decisions. We get to live and not die. Our continued life is an example of what to and what not to do. Each better decision yields its ultimate reward of making more decisions. The reward of life is more life. Life is worth living. Life free from misery and shortened by bad decisions. This is recovery, and it remains a process of decisions. This is Trent Thomas on the Recovery is a Process of Decisions podcast. And I invite everyone to comment on my podcast at transnetrecover.com/podcast. We are in season 2, and in season 3, I will use comments from this blog as input for future episodes. Your enlightening and enriching comments will be greatly appreciated. Thank you.